This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Spencer. You're listening to Music for Birds, everyone's favorite music variety and bird fact hour. So we've got some bird facts on deck tonight, along with awesome music. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some bird facts.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
So we're going to start off tonight with my favorite bird or type of bird, the owl. It's time for bird facts, everyone. So the smallest owl in the world is the elf owl, the elf owl. And it weighs only 40 grams, 12.5 ounces. That's pretty crazy. That weighs less than a cell phone. That's insane. How does that work? And the biggest owl is the eagle owl. And an eagle owl can eat an animal as large as a deer. That's also crazy. I don't know if I'd want to see that, actually. See an actual eagle owl descend on and murder a deer. That's got to be a pretty crazy sight. Before we do more music, let's do another bird fact. Let's do a fun history related bird fact. Let's do a fun crow history related bird fact. So in the 1990s, right, there was a huge upsurge in population of crows in Japan, and apparently crows in Japan love to nest on power converters and whatnot, and they caused a national blackout in Japan because they would use the conductive materials in the wires to build their nests. And instead of murdering these crows, the Japanese government made their own nests. So now you can find a bunch of artificial, and this is their official term, love nests across Japan. They started building those in 2004. So now you got a bunch of crows with fake nests hanging out in Japan. Good for them.
For the first time. come this far. No, I know she's coming home soon. There are times I find it hard to feel that way. It's not inside me to forget her. Understand how I'll be feeling on that day. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time.
So, thing is, I want to play some music, The issue is, it's all the artist songs and albums are all in Japanese. I can't speak nor read Japanese, which means you all won't be able to know what I'm playing, but I'm going to do it anyways. And if I get fired or lose my show, then apparently that's what's going to happen. But on the topic of different languages and dialects, did you know that crows have regional dialects? Apart from the like quintessential caw noise that they make a bunch of other noises to like, you know, delineate territory or to be like hostile or friendly to each other. And it is so precise that it actually will not only vary from country to country or continent to continent, but from valley to valley or forest to forest. So crows are kind of doing the most, actually. Pretty smart birds, kind of crazy. So these might be the last bird facts you ever hear if I somehow get in real bad with the studio managers by playing music and not updating the playlist. So, you know, I guess we'll see. So we're about halfway through the hour, which means it's time for everyone's favorite part of any WMFO show, the PSA. And I always choose the most helpful, the most relevant PSAs out there. So since the weather is getting warm and spring, you could say spring has sprung, I chose a public transit versus walking PSA to read tonight. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Wow. That delivery was great. I think I deserve another fun bird fact. This time, we're going to be talking about flamingos, because flamingos, an adult flamingo, can stand at about 4 to 5 feet tall, but they only weigh 8 pounds. 8 pounds, less than 10 pounds. That means that you could carry like a good amount of flamingos in your arms. Like, I know that birds, since they have like hollow bones and whatnot, are usually quite light, but like when I see a flamingo, like, you know, just out and about, I feel like they have more like density than that, but apparently not. Apparently they're quite light, and it really, really does make me want to pick one up. I don't know what I'd do with it after, but my aspiration is to pick a flamingo up. So I do want to cut that song short because it is 10 minutes long, but you're not missing much. There's just like a 3-minute drum solo, because I want to introduce the artist I'm going to play last tonight. just because I think he has a really interesting story. His name is John Cameron, and he has really, really good, like, some funk and jazz stuff, but he was active in the, like, 1950s, 1960s, mostly as someone who wrote for other artists. He was a ghostwriter. He did a lot of film stuff, just, like, I forget what it's called, but it's basically where you make music for TV that's, you know, they put it under, like, cop shows or mysteries and whatnot, and it's actually kind of crazy to think about how many of these artists actually just fly under the radar. That are just, you know, you hear their music, you know, they compose and write for major labels, for major artists, but like they're so talented and yet so unknown. It's like these guys make crazy hits. I think John Cameron is pretty famous for a couple of big songs. He wrote library music for television. Half Forgotten Daydreams is a big one that he made. Yeah, he arranged for a bunch of different people back in the day. So I thought it'd be cool to just play some of his own stuff, actually, because I feel like he just hasn't really gotten the recognition that he actually kind of deserves.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.